Children's Advocacy Center of Kent County has just launched The Right Time for Story Time with the Sheriff's Office. It's a series of read-aloud videos for kids in preschool through fourth grade. So certainly we talk about it. Our Kids Have Rights Program Manager Sarah Sainal on the line to do just that. Good morning to you, Sarah.
Good morning.
Thank you for you. I know Children's Advocacy Center of Kent County is leading the effort against child sexual abuse in our community. And every time I say that and read that, you just shake your head. And it's hard to imagine that that's continuing, but we live in an unusual world. So let me come to you right away, Sarah, and have you talk about the partnership and specifically Our Kids Have Rights.
Yeah, so the Kids Have Rights program has been seeing kindergarten through fourth grade students in elementary schools throughout Kent County since the early 2000s. Currently, we see children in 18 of the 20 public school districts, as well as private and charter schools, to talk to them about touches that are safe, touches that are not safe, and the safe adults in their lives. So the program is very child-centered and empowering for children. And because of the COVID pandemic, we knew that children were not getting this body safety information. So we partnered with school resource officers from the Kent County Sheriff's Office to produce Right Time for Story Time. And it's a series of videos for children that are in preschool through fourth grade. And it helps families to have conversations around what we call body safety, which is information for children to know which touches are safe and not safe, and to know who safe adults are in their lives that they can talk to if somebody makes them feel uncomfortable or somebody gives them touches that are not safe.
Thank you for that. And again, this is in partnership with the Kent County Sheriff's Office?
It is. So the Children's Advocacy Center of Kent County is a multidisciplinary team, including detectives from the Kent County Sheriff's Office on that team. And they investigate suspected cases of child sexual abuse every day. And so we partnered with them because they are very familiar with child sexual abuse in our community, and they are very active in also trying to prevent such incidents of abuse from happening.
I understand there is both an English and a Spanish version and a follow-up activity.
There is. So each video, there are four different videos, and each one is provided in English and Spanish, and then the activity is geared specifically for that age group, and it's something that can be done orally just by looking right at your cell phone, iPad, computer, or it's something that can be printed off. You can do it along with your child. You can hang it up on your fridge at home, and hopefully this will continue conversations of body safety.
More about the Kids Have Rights programs. Developmentally appropriate. What else can you finish the sentence with?
Yeah, so the lessons are also child-centered. So child sexual abuse and prevention of such abuse, you know, this is not an easy thing to talk about with our kids. And what Kids Have Rights has done through its programming is really break down these difficult conversations into small bits of information that we can offer our children in a fun and engaging way. A great example of this is when we talk to our kindergarten students about safe adults in their lives. After we talk to them, we have them get up off of the floor where they're sitting and listening to us, and we pretend that we're running to a safe adult. We know that children, when children are active as they're learning, it helps them remember. So we're very mindful about incorporating those types of learning opportunities for children.
Yes. On behalf of Children's Advocacy Center of Kent County, Our Kids Have Rights, Program Manager Sarah Sainal on the line discussing a great partnership. Tell me more about the center and maybe a couple of statistics that we do need to know about sexual abuse.
Yes, yeah, so the Children's Advocacy Center is part of a nationwide model, and it started in Kent County in 1993 by former Chief Haggerty of the Grand Rapids Police Department. And the whole goal and idea behind advocacy centers is it is a multidisciplinary team, including law enforcement, medical professionals, Children's Protective Services, forensic interviewers, and therapists. And we want to surround a child and their non-offending family members with all of the support necessary to heal from the trauma of child sexual abuse. One thing that we know is 1 in 10 children in Kent County will be sexually abused before their 18th birthday. Child sexual abuse does not know race. It does not know socioeconomic status. The number one risk factor for being a victim of child sexual abuse is simply being a child. It is a health crisis in our county, in our country, and we at the CAC of Kent County want to do everything that we can to prevent such assaults from happening, and when they do happen, to make sure that children get the help that they need.
And yet, my notes tell me child sexual abuse is likely the most preventable health program children will experience.
It is, because when kids know that we as the adults in their life will believe them, we will stop this from happening, these are ways that we can give children tools in order to be able to tell. Kids most of the time don't tell when this has happened because they're worried about disappointing us. They are worried about being in trouble, and they somehow think that this is their fault, that they did something to make this happen. And when we're willing to step up and have these important conversations with our kids, all those barriers come down, and they are more likely to tell, which means we can get them into services. We can prevent this from happening again.
Very nice. Well, remind me again of how to get involved with your new initiative, this new partnership that does certainly launch the right time for story time with the Sheriff's Office. Details one more time.
Yes, so you can access the right time for story time via our social media pages as well as Sheriff's Office Facebook page. You can also go to our website, which is cac-kent.org. There's a drop-down menu labeled resources, and you'll see a tab right there for right time for story time.
Great. Thanks for your leadership and the good work that you do, Sarah Sainal, on behalf of Children's Advocacy Center of Kent County, our Kids Have Rights Program Manager. Enjoy your day.